bucket?
Well, yeah, you do. But that's usually a wooden one?
No, wooden.
Yeah. If it's wooden, like a bow?
No.
You said nail keg, is that?
Nail keg would be...
That's what I want. Let's say you had to pour some liquid into a bottle with a small
opening.
You'd use a funnel. Yeah. That's what I wanted. Did you ever, in an old general store, see a special thing that they use to display things of molasses and lard?
Oh, you mean it would fit on?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
What you call it?
Well, I'd call it a display of...
Okay.
You know,
well,
that'd be what I call it. I don't know whether that's the correct answer.
Oh, it's no correct answer. Just what you call it. Well, let's say you bought some oranges at the store. The grocer might put them in a what?
In a paper sack.
Okay. Then, suppose you bought, oh, say, 100 pounds of potatoes. What would he put them in? Or what would they be in?
A cooker sack.
Okay. And what? How would that be? What would that be made of? Not paper, would it?
No, that's made of some kind of cord, I'd say, or whatnot.
Okay.
You couldn't say it.
Some kind of cloth, anyway.
Yeah, it's cloth, but it's pretty tough, you know.
Well, what about a word for if you were milling corn, the amount that you milled at one time, you would call what?
Mill?
Well, the amount of corn that you had milled at one time.
Oh, it'd be a bushel, a half a bushel, or something like that.
Okay. What about a term for a small a part of a load of wood? Small load of wood or coal or whatever.
You mean what you would call it? What do you call it? A small load of...
Okay.
Coal or wood.
Okay, suppose you were carrying in wood, you know, by hand, and you had as much as you could carry at one time, you would say you had a quarter wood. What would you call that amount?
Well, you'd call it stone wood.
No, the amount that you had. Say you had your arms full of wood, you might have a... Word
arm.
How much wood would you have?
You say you have an arm full.
That's right. At least that's what I want. Let's see, and you carry clothes out to the line to hang them up in a what?
Well, in a clothes basket.
And let me see. You stop up a bottle with what?
With a cork.
Okay. And the little musical instrument that children blow on?
A horn?
Well, I don't mean a horn. I mean the little thing that especially children use a lot. And it has different notes across.
Yeah.
It's small and flat like that.
Ooh, harp.
Okay. What about the thing that you...